Doctor-assisted suicide is legal in Oregon, but the Justice Department wants to put a stop to it. Attorney General John Ashcroft issued a policy directive yesterday saying Oregon's one-of-a-kind Death with Dignity Act contradicts federal law. Critics of assisted suicide praise the move, but Oregon officials call it a violation of states' rights. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Colin Fogarty reports.
Attorney General John Ashcroft says physician-assisted suicide is inconsistent with the public interest, and he says doctors who prescribe lethal drugs to patients violate the Federal Controlled Substances Act. It allows doctors to prescribe drugs only for a legitimate medical purpose. Greg Hamilton with the anti-assisted suicide group Physicians for Compassionate Care says that does not include giving overdoses to dying patients.
It's not accepted by any of the major medical organizations. Never has been a legitimate medical practice, and it's not a legitimate medical practice now.
Oregon voters have twice disagreed, passing the Oregon Death with Dignity Act at the ballot in 1994 and 1997. The law allows physicians to prescribe lethal drugs to patients who are deemed terminally ill and mentally competent. But under the Justice Department's new policy, doctors who do so could lose the federal licenses that allow them to prescribe most drugs. For commuters waiting for a light rail line at Portland's Pioneer Courthouse Square, Ashcroft's directive is big news. Carl Bloom supports federal moves to block the assisted suicide law.
In general, it's a law that should be done away with, in my opinion.
But others, like Jim Kuhn, who was riding his bicycle home, disagree.
Oregonians should have a right to vote that in for themselves, and if they want to have a different view about it than Mississippi or Alabama or New York, then that should be up to us.
The Attorney General of Oregon plans to make similar arguments in court. Democrat Hardy Myers is already seeking an injunction against Ashcroft's directive, saying it's up to states to determine whether assisted suicide is a legitimate medical practice. Healthcare experts in Oregon are also worried about how the federal action will affect patients. Ann Jackson with the Oregon Hospice Association says doctors have a great deal of fear of being investigated, and she predicts the specter of federal drug agents knocking at physicians' doors will make them hesitant to prescribe powerful painkillers to patients who need them.
It's the threat of that investigation that really is going to have the ramifications. A doctor who is going through an investigation is going to be harmed.
But in order to prosecute individual doctors, the DEA must get proof they've aided in a suicide. That won't happen without a court fight with state health officials who don't plan to hand over their records on assisted suicide. The Oregon Death with Dignity Act requires doctors to file a brief report with the state health division every time they write a lethal prescription. Deputy State Epidemiologist Katrina Hedberg says those documents are confidential.
People are willing to report those records to us, knowing that we're not going to release them to the public or in a public way. And so we're always concerned that once we release records, people will stop sending us information that they're required to do.
Hedberg says the point of the Oregon law is to have the state regulate assisted suicide and keep desperate patients from taking things into their own hands. But for now, Oregon's experimental Death with Dignity Act is on hold. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland, Oregon.